上次我们在末了的时候就提到乌西亚王死的时候。
Last time we mentioned that when King Uzziah, when he died,
以赛亚就看到一个异象。
Isaiah saw a vision.
这一个异象是非常特别的。
And this vision is very special.
末了的时候我请弟兄姊妹你回去你看看。
At the end, I asked brothers and sisters to go home and read.
怎么可能神他坐在宝座上又穿上长衣而那个长衣又能遮满了整个的殿。
That how could it be that the Lord was seated on the throne and he was wearing a robe and the train of his robe was filling the temple?
在人的想法里面来这个是根本不可能发生的事情。
In our minds is something that's impossible.
怎么可能？
How could that be?
在我们的观念里，神坐在宝座上。
In our minds, God sits on the throne.
特别在这里用一个中文圣经把它，用这样一个形容词来指出这个事实。
And in the Chinese translation, there's an adjective to describe this.
高高坐在宝座上。
And it says that the Lord is seated on high on the throne.
哦，既然是高高，那就是。在至高之处了。
That he seated on high, he's on the highest place.
但是如果他是在至高之处坐在宝座上。
But if he was seated on a high place,
他的衣裳怎么可以充满在殿的里边？
And how could his robe
遮蔽这个殿呢？
Fill the temple and cover the temple.
弟兄姊妹，我们看这个事情是绝对不可能。
Francis, when we look at this, we'll say this is impossible.
但神的话是这样说。
But the words of God.
那我们怎么看这个事情呢？
So how should we look at this matter?
那弟兄姊妹们，
so Francis,
我特意把这个事情提出来是有一个意思在的。
And I made special mention of this event. There's a meaning within it.
我实在很盼望神的儿女们在读经的时候要很细的。去读进神的话里头。
And I truly hope that the children of God, when we read the words of God, that we would read it in detail.
因为如果我们凭着观念去读圣经的话，一定是读出刚才我跟弟兄姊妹们所说的那种光景。
Because if we just read it with our concept in our mind, that we would read what was described earlier.
但是感谢我们的主。
But we thank our Lord.
当你细细读进去的时候，虽然仍然是有一些。很不容易明白的事。
So if you read it in detail, even though there will be some matters that's hard to understand.
但是总没有刚才所说的那个那么难懂。
But it's not like what we described earlier is so hard to understand.
因为当你细细去留意的时候。
So Francis, when you pay attention to it.
你看到这个高高坐在宝座上。不是坐在殿以外的地方。
You would discover that seated on the throne on high, this is not somewhere outside of the temple.
我们不知道主这一次把他的宝座从天上移到地上来的时候，在殿里头是怎么的安置。
We don't know the arrangement of the temple when God moved his throne to the world.
但是我们肯定一件事。
But that's one thing we can be assured of.
这个宝座是设立在圣殿里头。
That this throne is established in the temple.
当然，那里说高高。
And of course, when it's described as highly,
我们也没有办法能想象那个怎么高法。
But we could imagine how high it is.
圣殿是蛮高的。
The temple is very high.
但是我们也很清楚看到，他绝对不是坐在施恩坐在那里来设立他的宝座。
But we could be sure that he's not seated on the mercy seat.
因为如果是在施恩座上设立宝座的话，以赛亚看不见的。
Because if he establishes throne on the mercy seat, that Isaiah would not be able
to see it. 因为有那个隔开那个至圣所的幔子，把施恩座隔开的。
Because there's a veil to separate the holy of holies that it would cover the seat.
你从殿外可以看见那个幔子。
You could see from the outside of the temple. You can see the veil.
你看不见。幔子后边的那个施恩座的。
But you cannot see the mercy seat that is behind the veil.
所以我们是没有办法知道，当时神把他的宝座从天上移到地上来的时候， 给以赛亚看见是怎么的一个安排。
So we could not understand or see how the arrangement was when God moved his throne to the temple.
但是我们确实是知道，有把握的知道，这个事情发生是发生在圣殿的里头。
But we can be assured that this happened within the temple.
但是另外一个问题又在这里。
But that's another question.
我们也不知道以赛亚当时站在什么地方。
We don't know where Isaiah was standing at that time.
因为以赛亚不是祭司。
Because Isaiah is not the priest.
以赛亚是王室里边的人。
He's someone belong to the royal family.
他顶多是到了外院，他就要停在那里了。
He had to stop in the outer court.
连圣所他都不能进去。
He could not go into the holy place.
但是他站在哪里呢？
But where was he standing?
那这个我们也不知道了。
And this we do not know.
但是那当时以赛亚的那个环境，你不必太去计较它。
But we don't have to pay too much attention about the environment of Isaiah at that time.
因为这个是异象。
Because this is a vision.
那弟兄姊妹，你留意，这个是异象。
And verses take note, this is a vision.
但是神把这个异象显明在以赛亚眼前的时候，是把它放在圣殿那一个环境里。
But when God gave Isaiah this vision, he was placing it within the realm of the temple.
那我们有理由相信，以赛亚是站在院子。
We have reasons to believe that Isaiah was standing in the court.
因为从下文我们看到一件事情。
Because from what follows, we can tell of one thing.
就是那个撒拉佛来叫以赛亚心里边安定下来，乃是从祭坛上边拿了一个烧着的红炭。
Because one of the seraphs came to Isaiah to give him peace in his heart. He came from the temple, or he brought a live coal.
那么我们就晓得，以赛亚如果当时他该站的地方就是在外院的。
So we have reasons to believe that Isaiah was standing in the court.
但是如果从当时整个环境来说，还是有许多的我们弄不清楚的地方。
But there are still many things that we are not very clear about.
你说是不是至圣所的门那个圣所的门是打开的呢？
And you would ask, is the door of the holy place, was it open?
如果那个圣所的门不是打开的，那以赛亚在外头怎么可以看见里边呢？
And if the door is not open, how could Isaiah see through it?
那这个我们也实在没有办法能很清楚的掌握得过来。
And we would not have a way to have a good grasp of this.
但是弟兄姊妹，你记得，这个是一个意象。
But brothers and sisters, remember, this is a vision.
就如同彼得在那里看着天上有一个布幕下来，里边有很多那个地上的走兽的那个意象的光景一样。
It's just like the vision that Peter had, seeing a big cloth coming down from heaven, and there are many living creatures.
以赛亚就是看见这么一些事情。
And Isaiah saw these things.
我们要注意的是注意什么呢？
And what we need to pay attention to is
注意神让他看见这个意象目的在哪里。
Is the purpose of why God wants him to see this vision?
神要借助这个意象向他说什么话？
And what is it God wants to say to him through this vision?
上次我们特别提了。
And last time we made special mention of this.
王不算是一个好王。
King Uzziah, he was not a very good king.
但是他总是让犹大有过一点点的希望。
But he had brought some hope to Judah.
那现在他死了。
And now that he died.
犹太人心里面就感觉有点过不来了。
And then the people of Judah, that's unrest in their hearts.
那弟兄姊妹，你注意那个问题。
But sisters, take note of this issue.
是在这样的一种心情的里头，神让以赛亚看见这个异象。
It's under this condition that God let Isaiah see this vision.
因为当乌西亚王死的时候，犹大人里面就觉得我们还有没有盼望呢？
Because when King Uzziah died, the people of Judah, they would think, would we still have hope?
虽然他的儿子约坦是他没死的时候他也已经做王了。
And even though Jotham was king before Uzziah died.
但是约坦是平平淡淡的一个王。
But Jotham, he was uneventful.
那么犹大还能有点 复兴吗？
So would there still be a revival in Judah?
所以在他们心思里边有一种灰暗的时候，
So in their hearts when there's some darkness within,
神就让以赛亚看到这个意象。
That God let Isaiah see this vision.
这个意象是非常非常的重要的。
And this vision is very, very important.
我们几乎可以说，
We could even say this.
整本以赛亚书里头的内容就根据这个意象。
That the entire book of Isaiah, the content is based on this vision.
因为这个意象刚才我说了有两方面的内容。
Because this vision, as I mentioned earlier, there are two
sides. 一方面是让人看见人的指望在哪里。
On one hand is to let man see where their hope is.
人的把握在哪里。
And where's their assurance?
另外的一方面呢。
And on the other hand,
神是预先就指出神的百姓一直在神面前是悖逆的。
That God has said it beforehand that his people has always rebelled.
所以他们逃不掉那个被掳的结局。
So they cannot escape the consequence of being taken captive.
那比如说你到这两个内容的时候。
So when we look at these two contents,
你会看到
Then you will see,
很矛盾的，是不是？
It's very contradictory.
一面叫你看到你的把握，你的前途在哪里？
On one hand, it lets you see your assurance or your future.
另一面看，你看见在短暂的时间里边，你们没有前途的。
But on the other hand, is within a short while, you will not have any future.
你们的结局就等候被掳。
Your consequence is to wait for being taken captive.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
那这两方面的表达虽然是。有矛盾。
Even though these two expressions, they are contradictory.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
他是给人看见那个真实的把握和靠山。
That he lets men see the true assurance and the true person we can depend on.
这一个把握，这一个靠山是永远的。
And this protection or this assurance is everlasting.
是不更改的。
It cannot be changed.
而人的愚昧所带来的结局是短暂的。
But the consequence that's brought forth by men's foolishness is temporary. And it has an end.
而这个尽头乃是根据这一位不改变的神。
But this assurance is based on this one who doesn't change.
那好，我们来看他这个。里边的内容。
Now let's go back to the content.
那当以赛亚心里边是带着一些灰暗的时候。
So when there's some dimness in within the heart of Isaiah.
神就让他看见主的宝座没有受影响。
That God lets him see that the throne of God has not changed.
这是第一点。
This is the first point.
主的宝座还是高高在上。
That God's throne is still way up high and it's very secure.
第二件事情
And the second matter,
神的宝座没有离开圣殿
That God's throne has not departed from the temple
弟兄姊妹你 留意到圣殿一面是神的居所
On one hand the temple is the dwelling place of God
另一面是神与人同在的那个凭据
And it's also assurance that God is dwelling with men
你看到圣殿你就知道神在哪里
And when you see the temple then you see where God is
当然我们说这样的圣殿是正常的时候的圣殿。
And when we mention about this temple, it's a temple during the normal time.
你看到圣殿在哪里，神就在哪里。
Wherever the temple is where God is.
神的同在就显明在那里。
And the presence of God is manifested.
因为神是把他的宝座设立在那里。
Because God establishes His throne there.
虽然那个宝座是没有让在人的肉眼里边看得见。
Even though this throne is not seen by men.
但是他们知道在圣殿里边的至圣所有一个施恩座
But they know that within the temple this holy of holies
虽然那个施恩座不能说就是等于神的宝座
Even though we cannot say the mercy seat is equal to God's throne
但是神的宝座所显明上人施恩的那个事实在那里却是非常的明确的
But the fact that the throne is expressing God's mercy to man is very clear
但现在神是越过那个施恩座而叫以赛亚看见的是神自己的宝座。
So now God is letting Isaiah see, going past this mercy seat that to let him see the throne.
这个宝座不给地上的人事物的变动来影响。
And this throne is not affected by the change of human events and matters on earth.
这个宝座没有离开他的百姓。
And this throne has never departed from his people.
这是头两样。
And these are the first two things.
第三样。
And the third matter.
你留意到这个意象。
That you see within this vision.
神要让他们看见 神一切的荣耀与华美是没有一点的减少。
That God wants him to see that his glory and majesty have not decreased.
他完全是充满在圣殿的里头。
And they fill the temple.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
当你看到那个长衣垂下遮满圣殿你就看到这个事。
That when you see the train of his robe fill the temple, you can see this matter.
而我们不知道神当时给以赛亚看见的那个长衣是什么样的。
And we don't know for sure what this robe looks like.
但是我们有理由相信这个应当跟大祭司的那一个外袍有点接近的。
But we have reasons to believe this is similar to the robe that the high priest wears.
我个人有一个这样的体会。
And personally, I have this understanding.
大祭司的那个外袍是基督的法表。
The robe of the high priest is the manifestation of Christ.
那么基督也是神自己的父的法表。
And Christ is the manifestation of the Father.
那所以他这里看到神的长衣在那里显出来的时候。
So here when we see God's robe is manifested.
我们有理由相信那是跟大祭司的那一个外袍是很接近很接近。
Yeah, we have reasons to believe it is very similar to the robe that the high priest would wear.
那大祭司的外袍是怎么样的呢
？So what is the robe of a high priest look like?
我们以前读过摩西五经的时候，我们应该还是有个印象。
And when we read the books of Moses, we have an impression.
所以细部我们不说了。
So we will not go into detail.
但是总的我们一定要提一提。
But in general, we will mention.
然后我们才知道这个长衣垂下遮满圣殿什么意思。
And then we'll understand the meaning of this train of the robe filled the temple.
弟兄姊妹，你记得神告诉摩西要为他哥哥亚伦做圣衣。
That brothers and sisters, remember, God told Moses to make a robe for his brother Aaron.
那神当时怎么说呢
？And what did God say？
你要为你哥亚伦做圣衣。
That you have to make a holy robe for your brother Aaron。
为荣耀，为华美。
For glory and for majesty。
那换一句话来说
，In other words，
那个圣衣就是荣耀与华美的发表。
The holy robe is a manifestation of glory and majesty。
那这个荣耀，这个华美发表什么
？And what is this glory and majesty manifest？
发表神的本性。
It's to manifest the nature of God。
那我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord。
当以赛亚在那里看到这样的一件事的时候
，When Isaiah saw this，
他里面就很受安慰。
That he was very much comforted。
很稳定。
That he was secure。
虽然他是带着一个灰暗来到神的面前
，Even though he came to God with some dimness within him。
看见神。的本体的时候
，But when he saw the true nature of God，
在意象里头看见神的形象的时候
，And he saw God's image within his，
他整个人都明亮起来
，This glory that he was enlightened，
而明亮到一个什么地步呢
？And enlightened to what point？
弟兄姊妹注意
，Brothers take note。
我想还没有说到这个以前，还是再说说那个撒拉夫吧。
And before we go into this， we'll talk about the Sarahs。
那么在神的宝座显出来在哪里的时候
，When God's stone was manifested there，
他说有六个撒拉佛在那里。
It says here there are seraphs here。
是不是六个？没有，六个翅膀，有撒拉佛就势力在那里。
It talks about the seraphs there with six wings。
那究竟有几个撒拉佛呢
？And then how many seraphs are there？
那我们晓得一定不止一个。
We know that it's more than one.
因为从第六节那里头你听到你看到的。
Because from verse 6 you can see.
有一个撒拉佛。
Then one of the seraphs.
那是这是上头的撒拉佛是多数了。
So there's a plural here.
然后这里你看其中有一个撒拉佛他做了一个这样的动作。
So here we see that one of the seraphs has done such a thing.
我们不知道究竟有几个撒拉佛。
And we don't know exactly how many seraphs are there.
或者像约柜那里头有两个基路伯那起码有两个。
Or in the ark we know there's at least two cherubims there.
但是可能不止。
But maybe there are more.
因为我们读以西结书的时候我们读到神的荣耀显出来的时候
Because when we read the book of Ezekiel, when we see the manifestation of God's glory,
以西结是看到几个撒拉佛,
and how many seraphs are there mentioned in the book?
看见了几个基路伯,
a cherubim. How many cherubims did he see?
弟兄姊妹，你翻到以西结书第一章，你就看到了。
But sisters, if you look at chapter 1 of the book of Ezekiel,
有四个,
there are four of them.
那以赛亚在这里没有说到他有几个。
And Isaiah did not mention how many seraphs are here.
但是我们晓得是不止一个。
But we know that is more than one.
但是他们有一个特点。
But that's a characteristic of them.
每一个撒拉佛都有六双的翅膀。
Each seraph has six wings.
平常我们看人家画出来的那个图画，天使都是有一对的翅膀。
And normally when we see the paintings, we'll see the angels, they will have two wings.
天使有翅膀，这个我们能了解，因为圣经有这样的记载。
That we could understand that angels have wings because it's recorded in the Bible.
但是是不是两个翅膀，这个我们就不知道。
But whether it's only two wings that we're not sure.
但这里的提到的撒拉佛呢，它有双。三对的翅膀。
But here, the seraphs, they have three pairs of wings.
但是三对的翅膀都有它的功用。
And each pair of the wings have their function.
我实在不知道这三对的翅膀实际的那个功用是什么。
And I don't know the actual function of these three pairs of wings.
以前我听一个前辈的弟兄，他就这样说。
And before I heard the elder brother, he said that.
我也不敢说不是，但是我也不说我也没有把握说一定是。
That I'm not sure if that's correct or not.
但是从教导来说嘛，当然有教导的成分。
But from a teaching point of view, it's.
你晓得他们当中那个翅膀就是他们要飞行的。
And you know that the wings are for flying.
因为那里明明说两个翅膀是飞行。
Because here it says that with two they were flying.
从天到地来行走的。
From heaven to earth, they're flying with the wings.
有两个翅膀呢，是遮脸的。
And there are two wings to cover the feet.
两个翅膀呢，是遮脚的。
And two of the wings cover the feet.
那一个前辈的弟兄就说。
And this elder brother said.
因为就是撒拉佛啊，他们是侍立在神的周围。
Because he said that because his seraphs, they are standing next around surrounding God.
那所以他们是常常在神的荣光的里边相对的。
And so they are standing there in God's glory.
这就引出一件事情。
So that brings forth a matter.
一切被造的物。
All the creature.
不可能面对面的。
That they could.
来与神的脸相对的。
They could not see God face to face.
弟兄姊妹，你记得摩西曾经要求神说，让我看看你的脸。
And brothers, you remember Moses asked God to let him see his face.
神那时不是说，有谁能看见我的脸而能存活了。
And didn't God say that, is there anyone who can see my face and still live?
说神给这些撒拉夫两个翅膀，它的功用就是遮住这个脸。
So God gave these seraphs two wings to cover their faces.
就是说，让他们看不见神的荣耀。
Which is to say, to not let them see God's glory.
但是他们确实在是活在神的荣耀里。
But they are living within God's glory.
这两个翅膀遮脚。
And then there are two wings covering their feet.
就是他们要既然要常常从天到地来。做事情。
Because they're always commuting between heaven and earth to perform the duties.
所以他们那个脚是在地上会有一些沾染。
So their feet are touching the ground.
所以那任何带着一些的沾染的，在神面前都不能显露。
So anything that has touched the ground cannot be uncovered before God.
当然他们不会有，肯定他们不会带什么沾染到天上。
But we can be sure they didn't bring anything earthly to the heaven.
但神要他们用翅膀遮着脚，是要给人看的。
But God gave them wings to cover their feet is for men to see.
让人知道地是如何的与天不能衔接的。
So that we can see that how the earth cannot be connected to the heaven.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
那一个弟兄他有这样的体会。
And that brother had this particular understanding.
我不敢说一定不是。
I cannot say for sure it's not that way.
我也不敢说就是。
But I cannot say.
不过我们参考也可以了。
Sure. But we can use it as a reference.
因为他这样的解说也可以给我们有一点属灵的功课。或者是造就在哪里
Because the way he explains it that we can use it as a spiritual understanding or lesson.
那么他们这些撒拉夫在神的面前呢
So these seraphs when they are before God
他们就彼此在那里呼喊
That they are calling to each other
呼喊什么呢圣哉圣哉圣哉
And they call to one another holy holy holy
万军之耶和华
It's the Lord Almighty.
他的荣光充满全地。
And the whole earth is full of His glory.
弟兄姊妹们提到这里的话
My sisters, when we come to you,
我也想给弟兄姊妹稍微知道一些这样的事。
That I'd like my sisters to know of these things.
撒拉夫也好，基路伯也好。
Whether it's the seraphs or the cherubim.
其实那边我们看到的天上的敬拜也好，圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
Or whether it's the book of Revelation that worship in heaven saying holy, holy, holy.
就有人问了。
And then someone would ask.
为什么一定是圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
Why does it have to be holy, holy, holy?
当然这个也没有一个准确的答案。
But of course, that's not a definite answer.
但是有一个事实我们也是可以做参考。
But that's a fact we can use as a reference.
这一个参考是比较接近一点
and this reference is somewhat closer
这是带出三而一的神
this is to bring forth the triunion God
一个圣哉给父
one holy is for the father
一个圣哉给子
one holy is for the son
一个圣哉给圣灵
and one holy is for the spirit
当然你说这个是很清楚是这样吗
and you can ask is it like this for sure
我想没有人敢说百分之一百。
And I think that nobody can say 100%.
不过我们可以参考。
But we can use it as a reference.
不过这些都是很次要、很次要的事情。
But these are not the most important thing.
要紧的是。
What's the most important?
他们的这一个敬拜。
Is that their worship?
而引出一个事实。
The worship brings forth a fact.
那他们的敬拜的里边就说到，万军耶和华的荣光。充满全地
And in the worship they say the whole earth is full of his glory
引出一个事实第四节
It brings forth a fact in
因着他们这样的呼喊
And because of the sound of the voices
就带出一个非常非常动人心弦的事情
And it brings forth a matter that's very trembling
是什么呢
And what is this?
整个地就震动
The whole earth shook
但是这里没有说整个地
But here it didn't say this whole earth.
但是你看到当中提到一件事情，你就晓得。
But one thing's mentioned here, and you will understand.
地要有一个好厉害的震动。
That the earth would have a very great.
因为那里说啊，因着他们的这个高举神的呼喊啊，就让门槛的根基震动，门槛，但是殿的门槛。
And that, because here is that the exaltation they gave God causes the doorposts and the thresholds.
那门槛在那里震动，你晓得地也在那震动。
And you know that when the threshold shakes,
如果只有门槛震动，地不震动的话，那个门就要塌了。
Because if only the threshold shakes and the earth didn't shake, the threshold would crumble.
所以虽然没有说到地在那里震动，但是你晓得那里边。有一个好大的能力显出来，叫人感觉到地在震动。
And even though here it did not mention the earth is shaking, but you can see that's a great might manifested, so that people would feel that the earth.
还有一个光景。
And also there's another condition.
他说殿就充满了烟云。
That says that the temple was filled with smoke.
那弟兄姊妹，这里有讲究了。
And here there's a story, brothers and sisters.
如果说殿就充满了云彩。
If it says the temple was filled with clouds, that we could understand this.
因为摩西把会幕建造好的时候发生过这个事情。
Because it has happened when Moses finished building the tabernacle.
所罗门献殿的时候发生过这个事情。
And also when Solomon consecrated the temple, it happened.
如果这里是说殿就满了云彩。
Because, and if here it says the temple was filled with
clouds,
then we would not have any difficulty to understand this.
但是这里不是说马,那个充满了云彩。
But here it did not say that it's filled with clouds.
我们中文也就说它是烟云。
In Chinese translation, it says smoke and cloud.
英文圣经是什么呢？
And in English translation, what is it? It's the temple was filled with smoke.
弟兄姊妹，你看到？
Versus, then you can see.
有烟没有云。
There's only smoke, not the clouds.
什么意思？
And what does that mean?
如果是云彩，我们知道那是神的荣耀。
If it were the clouds, that we know that's the glory of God.
如果是烟。
But if it was the smoke.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
你说可能不可能是那里烧香，那是从香坛那里所发出的那个烟云呢？
You might say, would it be possible
那些烟气呢？
That the incense were burning in the temple, and that's why there's smoke coming from the incense.
当然可以有这个可能。
It is possible.
但是我们也很难想象香坛里边的那些烟能有那样浓厚到殿都满了。
But it would be hard to imagine that the incense or the smoke coming out from the incense is so dense.
如果从属灵的意思去看，
So it's so dense that it could fill the temple.
但是烟能不能像香坛的那些烟，就是说到是圣徒们在神面前的祷告呢？
So if we look at it spiritually, can we say that this is the smoke from the incense as described in the Bible, this is the prayers of the saints?
但这个又好像没有这样的根据啊。
But now it looks like there's no basis here.
一方面没有文字上的根据，第二方面是不可能有这样的实际的光景。
On one hand, there's no words that can be used as a base, or also it cannot have this condition.
哦，神的子民祷告到一个地步，整个圣殿都满了，神子民的祷告。
That the people of God they are praying to such a point that the temple is filled with the prayers.
这个可能性很低。
And this possibility is very, very small.
弟兄姊妹，记得启示录第五章的时候。
But sisters, you remember in Book of Revelation, Chapter 5,
这香是众圣徒的祷告的那一点。
It talks about how the incense is the prayer of the saints.
你看，历世历代以来，圣徒们的祷告不过是放在那个香炉的里头。
And you can see that how the prayers of the saints of all generations is contained in the bowl.
那当然就根本不没有可能，那个香那些烟云那圣徒们的祷告能充满在整个的圣殿。
So you can see it's not possible that the prayers of the saints can fill the temple.
但是既然不是的话，
But if it's not the case,
那是什么？
And what would that be?
哦，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
如果是云彩，那是神的荣耀。
If it was a cloud, that would be the glory of God.
如果是烟
，If it's the smoke,
弟兄姊妹，你留意。
But sister, take
在圣殿这个范围里头，在什么地方会有那么多的烟可以冒出来
？Within the boundary of the temple, where would there be so much smoke coming out?
祭坛。
The altar.
在祭坛里边烧火的时候。可能有那么许许多多的烟。
When the altar is burning, that would be possible to have so much smoke.
但是问题就说了，如果是祭坛的那个烟，到了整个殿的里边都充满了，那什么意思？
But there's an issue here. If it was the smoke from the altar filling the temple, what does that mean?
弟兄姊妹们，我们实在不太知道当时的那个。神在以赛亚心思里面所摆下的意念是什么？
For instance, we cannot understand fully the hearts or the wills of God placing in Isaiah.
但是我们从以赛亚的反应上面，我们大概可能领会到一点点。
But we can have some kind of understanding looking at the reaction of Isaiah.
弟兄姊妹们，你晓得祭坛里边的那个火的焚烧。
And brothers and sisters, you know the fire in the altar.
从神恩典的流出来说，那是赦免。
From the grace of God, it is forgiveness.
如果从神的公义的要求这方面来看，那是追讨。
But if we look at the requirement of God's righteousness, that's a pursuing of sin.
而我个人读到这里的时候，
And when I read to here,
我是比较倾向神的追讨，注意的那一个心意，神借着这些烟放在以赛亚的心思。
And I'm more inclined to the point of view that it's the pursuing of sin of God.And through the smoke, he placed this in the heart of Isaiah.
因为你看以赛亚的反应。
But because if you look at the reaction,
当这个意象在以赛亚的眼前显出来的时候，
the reaction of Isaiah when he sees this vision.
留意第五节他的反应。
Let's pay attention to verse 5, his reaction.
他说，那时我说，祸在我灭亡了。
He said, woe to me, I cried, I am ruined.
因为我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中。
For I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips.
这有一个事实，我亲眼看见万军之耶和华。
And also another fact that my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty.
那我们先说开头那两个。
Let's first look at the first two sentences.
那弟兄姊妹你记得。
But sisters, remember.
以赛亚是什么时候被神感动他来替神说话的呢？
When was Isaiah touched by God to speak for God?
是在乌西亚做王的年间开始。
It's during the reign of King Uzziah.
现在他看见这个印象的时候是什么时候呢？
Now when he sees his vision, when does it happen?
乌西亚王死的时候。
It's when King Uzziah died.
那也就是说，
Which is to say,
乌西亚做那个先知已经有十来二十年了吧。
Is Isaiah being a prophet has been 10 to 20 years.
他在神的百姓中间做先知。
That he's a prophet among the people.
神是把话传给他。
That God gave him words.
然后他就把神的话传给神的百姓。
And then he delivered God's words to his people.
那么站在以赛亚个人的立场上面。
And standing from Isaiah's point of view.
你会领会以赛亚觉得我在神面前没有什么过不去的事。
That you can understand how Isaiah has nothing to be ashamed of before God.
那这在对我们每一个人来说，我们如果是在以赛亚那个光景里面，我们有这个想法，也绝对绝对的一点都不意外。
So for us, if we were Isaiah, that we would not be surprised that we have this kind of heart before God.
如果我在神面前跟神过不去，神就不会跟我说话。
Because if I have anything that's wrong before God, that God would not speak to me.
神更不会用着我来替他传话。
And God would not give me His words to deliver.
神既然用着我来给他传话，又不住的向我说话。
So if God used me to deliver His words and continue to speak to me.
当然，我在神面前我没有什么过不去的事。
Then of course that I have nothing to be ashamed of before God.
但是这一个意象把以赛亚的那一个自信完全的打破了。
But this vision has completely shattered the confidence of Isaiah before God.
但是我不能不说。
But I have to say
这样的一种光景不是只是以赛亚个人的。
This condition does not just belong to Isaiah.
我们每一个人都是这样的。
It's same for each and every one of us.
如果主不是很明显的给我们在他的显现里边遇见他。
If the Lord does not let us encounter Him,
而我们在主的面前过了一段年日，我们都会觉得我们差不多了。
And after a few years in the Lord, we'll feel that we're almost there.
不是差不多了，也比一般称为基督徒的人又好一点。
And even though we don't think that we're almost there, we'll feel that we're better than most Christians.
但弟兄姊妹们，现在神让以赛亚在这一个意象的里头，让他认识他的本相。
So now God let Isaiah know about himself before this vision.
说得明确一点，
to put it more clearly,
让他认识人的本相。
It's to let him see man's nature.
So you can see. 祸在我灭亡了。
Woe to me, I am ruined.
为什么会灭亡呢？
Why would he be ruined?
当然因为我现在面对面见到神的荣耀。
It's because I'm seeing God's glory face to
face. 但是如果我这个人是在神面前对的话，
But if I'm correct before God,
我就是面对面见到神的荣耀，也没有什么了不得的事情。
Then it would not be such a bad thing if I see God face to face.
但是问题就发生在，当我们与神面对面的时候，我们的本相就显露出来。
But the problem is when we see God face to face, our true nature
is expressed. 所以以赛亚就看到一件事。
So we can see one thing.
先是看见他自己。
He saw himself.
我是嘴唇不洁的人。
I'm the one with unclean lips.
嘴唇不洁。
Unclean lips.
乃是说到我从口中出来的话还是带着许许多多的掺杂。
It tells of that the words coming out of my mouth has a lot of mixture.
这许许多多的掺杂也就说明了我里面的光景有很多在神的面前要给定罪的。
And these impurities are coming out of my mouth that tells of the many things of me of mind that can be condemned.
这一个实际的光景一显出来，
and this reality as it's manifested,
以赛亚就立刻感觉得到我在神面前是无地可站的。
Isaiah feel that he has no ground before God.
我只有一条路走，灭亡。
There's only one way, which is destruction.
但是问题还不是我这个人是这样，
but the problem is not that only I am like this.
连我周围的人都是这样，
but all the people around me is the same.
整个的环境都是这样。
Entire environment.
我固然是嘴唇不洁的，
of course I am one with unclean lips.
但是我又是住在嘴唇不洁的民中，
but I also live among a people with unclean lips.
整个的环境就是这样。
The entire environment.
我就是整个环境里边的一点。
That I am the only one part of this entire environment.
我跟他们没有什么区别。
That I'm no different.
如果说有区别的话，只是程度上的差别。
If there's a difference, it's only the degree.
在本相上面来说。
In our true nature,
完全是一个模样。
It's completely the same.
这样的一个模样在神的眼中。
And with this, with our nature before God,
是没有路可以走。
There's no way out.
我决定是灭亡。
That I am ruined for sure.
现在弟兄姊妹，你看到以赛亚的那个实际的光景。
Brothers, now you can see the true condition of Isaiah.
你说为什么神这一次给他那么厉害的来遇见神的荣耀呢？
And you might ask, why would God let him encounter his glory to such a point now?
刚才我说，这一个意象是影响着整本以赛亚书的那个信息。
And I mentioned earlier, this vision has affected the whole message of the book of Isaiah. The reason is here.
神要得着这一个人。
That God wished to gain this person.
神把他整个的永远的心意里头的计划的那个大概要交托给他。
That God is trying to commit to him his eternal will, the blueprint of his eternal will.
让他上神的百姓来宣告。
So that he can proclaim this to God's people.
那既然神要把那么大的、那么重要的、那么荣耀的，就是神永远的旨意的那一个具体的内容。
So if God wants to give to him this general idea of his eternal will or his plan, his glorious plan.
虽然不是很详细的，不像启示录那么详细。
Even though it's not in detail, not like in the book of Revelation.
但是大概也是不得了的了。
But it's still great, even if it's in
general. 因为那个是在旧约的日子。
Because this is during the days of the Old Testament.
很多的事情神说出来人不领会。
Because many things are spoken by God that man cannot understand.
你不要说那个时候。
Not even that, only that time.
现在我们这些有圣灵的人，
even for us who has the Holy Spirit,
我们读启示录的时候，我还是有许多的不懂。
When we read the book of Revelation, we have much that we don't understand.
那如果启示录在以赛亚的日子说出来，
if the book of Revelation is spoken of during the time of Isaiah,
就完全不知道说什么。
The people of the Old Testament time, they would not have any idea.
但是神一定要说。
But God has to speak.
因为神这样说。
Because God say this way,
已经衰败的以色列和向衰败靠近的犹大，知道神的心意，而及时 悔改。
It is in order for the fallen Israel and also the fallen Judah to understand and to return and repent.
因为在神的鉴察的里头。
Because under God's examination,
以色列啊，这个时候说这个话的时候，以色列啊，大概还有二三十年的光。
When these words are spoken, that Israel has about 20 to 30 years left.
那么犹大就还有100左右年左右的时间。
And Judah has about 100 years left.
他们就跑到人的尽头了。
And then they would go to the end.
所以现在这一个时刻，借着以赛亚来发表神的那个永远的旨意。
So at this moment, through Isaiah, God expressed His eternal will.
那因此神就把他这样的一个荣耀的形象，那一次的显现的里边，给以赛亚来遇到。
So God let Isaiah encounter His glorious image at that time.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
神显明他自己的荣耀。不是要在那里定人的罪。
But when God manifests His glory, it's not there to condemn man.
乃是让人因着神的荣耀而知道，来寻求神的怜悯。
But it's let man see God's glory in order to seek His mercy.
以赛亚做对了。
And Isaiah is correct.
我们祸在我灭亡。
Woe to me, I'm ruined.
我是嘴唇不洁的人。
For I am a man of unclean lips.
住在嘴唇不洁的人的当中。
And I live among a people of unclean lips.
那当他这样的一个在神面前这样的 呼喊出来的时候，
When he cried out like this before God,
你看到神让撒拉弗勒立刻就做一件事情。
That God let Sarah do one
thing. 撒拉弗就飞到祭坛那里，拿着红炭烧着的，拿前座那个红炭就飞到以赛亚的那里，就用的红炭沾了一下以赛亚的嘴唇。
The God let one of the seraphs fly to Isaiah with a live coal in his hand, which he has taken with tongs from the altar.
就说
，And then he said,
这炭沾了你的口
，That this coal touched your lips.
你的罪孽就除掉
，And your guilt is taken away.
你的罪恶就赦免
，And your sin atoned for.
那弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
我们注意。
Let's take note.
虽然这里不是献祭。
Even though here is not offering a sacrifice, 但是这里是跟
祭坛有关。
But it has to do with the altar.
那所以这个动作，乃是把祭坛的那个功用，在这个意象里头显明。
So this action,
在以赛亚的身上。
This action has manifested the function of the altar.
当然，这一个显明，并不是说那块红炭有这样的作用。
But of course, this manifestation doesn't mean that this coal, this live coal, has a function.
因为这个在坛上烧着的红炭，是在那里说出神儿子将来要做的事。
Because this live coal that's taken from the altar is to speak of the things that God's Son would perform.
用希伯来书上的话来说它。
Using the words from the book of Hebrews,
神就用着这个红炭来给以赛亚一个遮盖。
That God uses this live coal to cover Isaiah.
啊，一直等到神的儿子在十字架上成就那个救赎的时候，那个赦免的果效就踏实了。
And until the time that God's Son went on the cross and finished this or complete this salvation. Then the salvation is manifested.
那就不再是遮盖了。
And it's no longer covering.
那是真实的赦免。
But it's a true forgiveness.
我们感谢神，这个意象的里边，神给以赛亚所碰到的，都是在新约的里边很基本、很基本的一些救赎的恩典。
And we'll thank God that all these that's encountered by Isaiah. It's some very basic principles that's talking.
那当以赛亚经历了这一段蒙恩的结果的时候
，the basic principles that's talked about in the New Testament, and when Isaiah encountered all these,
他就碰到神这次给他看到这个意象的那个目的了。
Then he encountered the purpose of God letting him see this vision.
因为他立刻就听到有声音在。哪里说
Because immediately he heard a voice.
谁的声音呢?
And whose voice is this? It's the voice of the Lord.
说什么呢?
And what did he say?
这个是非常严肃的几句话。
And these are words of severity.
那是说出神在人中间的等候。
Which tells of the waiting of God among men.
说什么话呢?
And what did he say?
他听见主在那里说,
Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying,
我可以差遣谁呢?
Whom shall I send?
谁肯为我们去呢?
And who will go for us?
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
这又是一个很有意思的话。
And these are very meaningful words.
说话那个目的, 神在那里等候, 有人体会神的心思,
the purpose of these words is that God is there to wait for someone who could understand his heart.
来成为神手中的那个器皿,
that he could become the vessel of God's hands.
去做成神所要做的事,
and to finish what God wants to do.
那弟兄姊妹们, 你就留意到,
and brothers and sisters, you can see here.
神说给以赛亚听到的, 这一句话,
These words that are spoken by God to Isaiah
不是只是跟以赛亚说,
It's not just speaking to Isaiah
他把他留在圣经里,
That he left these words in the Bible
今天我们在读神的话的时候,
And today when we're reading God's word
我们固然是读到那个时候的历史的一个点滴,
And of course we are reading part of the history at that time
但是同时你又留意到神借着这从前说过的话
But at the same time, we can see that God is using the spoken words, and nowadays He's speaking to us once again. Because God's eternal will is still in progress. It's not fulfilled yet. And men on earth, the generations and generations have passed. So God has gained some men on earth.
但是这些要过去的人,他们的年日是非常的有限。
But the people who are passing, the days are very limited.
不能跟着神那个永远的旨意的完成的那个年日来往前的。
They cannot progress as the progression of the eternal will of God.
所以在世世代代,当神的旨意没有完成以前, 神不住地借着这个话来让人了解神对人的等候。
So throughout the generations before his will is completed, that he would use these words to let people understand.
特别是对那些属神的人,又寻求神喜悦的人。
Especially those who belong to God and those who are trying to please God.
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
神这个心意, 以赛亚里边有反应。
That Isaiah has a response to the will of God.
不但是反应,
Not only is a response, it's an echo.
他在那里响应,
He's echoing God's words.
他就回答说,
and then he replied,
我在这里,
He am I.
请差遣我,
send me.
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord
神得着以赛亚,
that God has gained Isaiah.
神得着以赛亚, 神就告诉他, 我要差遣你去做什么。
When God gained Isaiah, he would tell him,
那弟兄姊妹,
this is what I want you to do.
刚才那一段话, 我说得很细。
Brothers, I went into details for those words that we shared.
现在开始一大段的话, 我就不会说得那么细了。
Now, the words that I'm going to share with you, I will not go into detail.
点出来就是了。
I would just point out the points.
那神就去, 神就告诉以赛亚,
And God told Isaiah,
既然你愿意接受差遣,
Since you're willing to go,
那你就去告诉百姓,
then go and tell the people.
告诉百姓是什么呢?
What are you going to tell the people?
你们会听见神说话,
that you can hear God's words.
但是你们不明白,
but you do not understand.
你们看见神有作为,
you can see God's actions.
但是你们也不知道,
but you could not perceive.
为什么呢?
Why is that?
因为你们自己, 因为这些人,
because these people,
让这些百姓心蒙了自由,
that their hearts are calloused.
如果我们不是留意那个文法上的事情的话, 我们就不太了解这里了。
If we're not paying attention to the grammar, that we could not
understand. 我们以为是神让百姓不明白, 让百姓不领会。
That we would think that it's God who caused the people to not understand and not to perceive.
但是, 如果我们从那个文法上面来注意, 特别用四福音, 那个话来翻过来印证。
And, but if we pay attention to the grammar and to compare to the words in the four Gospels,
是地上的人。
It's the man in the world.
是那些在地上掌权的人。
Those who hold power.
到底下我们就看到了。
And then later on we will also see.
君王、先知，他们都包括在这些人的里头。
And these people include the kings and the prophets.
他们让神的百姓心蒙了自由。
That they cause the heart of the people
of God's palace. 让他们的耳朵发沉。
And then make their ears dull.
让他们的眼睛昏迷。
And then cause their eyes to close.
为什么呢
？And why is that？
因为他们害怕一件事情。
Because they are afraid of one thing。
谁害怕呢
？Who are the people who are afraid？
那些叫百姓落到这个地步的人也害怕。
Those who cause the people to fall into such a condition
都害怕。
And also the people themselves。
害怕什么呢
？And what are they afraid of？
害怕我明白了。
They're afraid that once they understand,
我害怕我听懂了,
that they can hear,
我就转过来寻求神,
and then they would turn and seek God, and then God would forgive them,
神就叫我得医治,
and then God would cause us to be healed.
弟兄姊妹, 你看到,
but sisters, you can see,
在那一个时候,
at that time,
神的百姓,
God's people,
包括北边的以色列和南边的犹大,
including Israel in the north and Judah in the south.
在神的鉴察的里头, 他们就成了这样的一些百姓。
Under God's examinations, they have become such a people.
他们就怕和神有太亲密的关系。
They are afraid to have an intimate relationship with God.
他们甚至很怕跟神有正常的关系。
And they're even afraid to have a normal relationship with God.
不必说叫那个亲更亲密了。
And not to say that they have an intimate relationship.
连正常他们都害怕。
They're even afraid of a normal relationship.
为什么害怕呢
？And why are they afraid?
害怕神把他们治好。
They're afraid that they will be healed by God.
为什么怕神怕？把他们治好。
And why are they afraid to be healed by God?
哦，这个内容就可能很复杂了。
And this can be complicated.
啊，我说一个例子就好了。
And let me give you just one example.
好多人说信耶稣很好的。
And many people would say it's good to believe in Jesus.
但是我不能擦麻将的。
But once I believe in Jesus, I cannot play mahjong anymore. 我信耶稣
不能买彩票了。
And I cannot play the lotto anymore.
啊，我信了耶稣就不能去赌城了。
And I cannot go gamble.
等我赌够了。
When after I believe, and after I have done enough gambling, then I will believe in the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，从这样的一种心态，你就了解到当时的人，当然他们不一定是说赌博。
But from this kind of mindset that we can understand about these people, it may not be gambling. Maybe they just like to drink.
也许他们是。贪爱世界
，or they love the world，
也许是他们是放纵情欲
，or maybe they just let the lust run wild，
不管是怎么样
，and no matter what，
他们总觉得如果我一回到神的面前来，那这些事情我都要放都得要摆下了，
would,
我舍不得。
They would feel that once I turn to God， I have to give up all these things that I could not do it。
等我感觉做够了。我才信主。
When I feel that I've done enough of these, and I will believe in the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，虽然我不能把当时有以色列的那个光景说得很准确。
But sisters, even though I cannot be
very accurate about, 但是我们从历史上面可以了解
the condition of Israel.
他们跟随外邦人拜偶像的那一种光景，他们的确是认定比到耶和华神的殿里边来。
But from history, we can say that from how they worship idols with the Gentiles, we can understand how they feel more comfortable worshiping idols than to go to the temple of God.
So they are afraid
to be healed by God. So they are afraid to be healed
by God.
Which is a very dark mindset.
神说你就去告诉他们。
God said that go and tell them.
他们落到这种光景。
They have fallen to such a condition.
哎，这很可怜。
It's indeed very pitiful.
那所以以赛亚就问了。
So Isaiah asked.
那这个光景是到什么时候呢
？For how long would this last?
主就告诉他说了，这个事情很重，这个事情就说出一个摆在百姓前面的一个很悲惨的结局。
And the Lord told him, and this is it tells him about the condition that's very pitiful.
以赛亚就问主说，这种事情要到什么时候为止呢
？Isaiah asked the Lord for how long would this happen.
神就告诉他说
And God told him,
要等到这些城邑啊都没有人居住，田地都荒凉了。如果城啊、这些人要被迁到远方。
And God said that until these cities without inhabitants and the houses and the fields are ruined,
就算在还留下一点点人。
And the people are taken away, and there's only some remnants left.
不到十分之一的人。
It's only a tenth remained.
这一些人都要灭亡。
And these people will fall.
弟兄姊妹们。
And brothers and sisters.
这就已经指出了以色列和犹大将来被掳的那个结局。
This already points out the future of Judah and Israel that they would be taken into exile.
如果神给以赛亚的回答停在这里。
If the answer of God to Isaiah stops here,
那很多事情都很糟糕。
But then many things would be very pitiful.
甚至我们连神都觉得我不要信他了吧，那么厉害。
And even for us, we would say that we would not believe in God. He's so severe.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
神的话没有停在那。
That God's words did not stop here.
神在那里说。
God said.
严重是很严重。
It is very severe.
就好像那个橡树跟那个栗树。
It's just as the terebinth and the oak.
他们那个树杆给砍掉。
That they are cut down.
但是下半截还留在，还留着。
But the stumps are left.
那个根还留着。
The roots are still there.
这些圣洁的族类在国中也是这样。
And so will be the holy seed in the land.
那是暗淡的在那里说。
Which is to say, hiddenly,
有一天
on one day,
我要叫他们重新发芽长大。
I will cause them to sprout and to grow again.
这个就是整这个整个的第六章就是以赛亚的那个意象里边的那个内容和那个经过和那个目的。
So the entire chapter 6 is the vision, the content, the process, and the purpose of the vision.
那好了，到第七章来的时候。
And then when we come to chapter 7,
就跟着这个意象里边所说的事情来说话了。
It's based on the things that's spoken of in the vision.
那第七章一开始就说到一些事情。
In the beginning of chapter 7, it mentions of some matters.
北边的以色列的。
They had to do with the Israel in the north.
牵连到犹大。
But it also has to do with Judah.
主题是说给犹大听。
But the main thing is to speak to Judah.
因为犹大在那个时候就碰到一个 好厉害的难处。
Because Judah at that time is encountering a great difficulty.
神让犹大在没有到那个时间以前要看到神的话是如何的准确。
And before the time has come that God wants Judah to see how accurate his words are.
下边就说到。
And it goes on to say.
以色列王比加。对。
That Israel, the king of Israel,
和亚兰王那个利顺。
And also the king of Aram.
这两个国家他们联合起来来。攻打犹大。
These two countries, they combined and attacked Judah.
已经围困了耶路撒冷。
And they were surrounding Jerusalem.
攻打了很长的时间。
But they tried to attack it for a long time.
差不多有两年的时间。
Almost 2 years.
没有攻下。
They could not overpower it.
以赛亚就提这件事。
And Isaiah mentioned this matter.
然后就告诉亚哈斯神怎么说这件事。
And then he told Ahaz how God described this matter.
那么说到这里的时候，我们就要回到历代志或者列王记那里边去，要注意一些事情。
And when it comes to here, we have to go back to the Chronicles and the Kings.
当然，我只是轻轻把那个事情告诉弟兄姊妹们，就是。
But I'll just mention about this lightly that we don't have to go back to those books now.
在列王记的十六章。
In the book of Kings, chapter 16.
在历代志下的列王志下的十六章，历代志下的二十八章。
It's in 2 Kings, chapter 16 and 2 Chronicles 25.
弟兄姊妹，你看到那一个时候犹大的那个光景。
And brothers and sisters, you can see the condition of Judah at that time.
先是亚兰王。来攻打犹大。
first is the king of Aram to attack Judah. It's during the reign of Ahaz. And here it also mentions about the reign of Ahaz. And it's because Ahaz is bringing the entire Judah to worship idols. So God used the king of Aram to discipline him and to scourge him. After the king of Aram arrived, Israel also came from the north. And they were defeated by king of Aram once. And then once they were defeated by Israel. And then these two kings came together and attacked Judah.
就是这里现在所提的是,
which is mentioned in here.
如果你说要从战争的次数来说呢,
if you were to count the number of battles, and this is the third battle.
头一次跟亚兰,
first is with
Aram,
the second time of Israel.
第三次是跟亚兰跟以色列的联军,
the third time is fighting with the allies of Aram and Israel.
在这一次他们联军来攻打以前,
so before they combined the forces and
attacked, 有人就来告诉亚哈斯,
someone came to tell Ahaz.
这里不单是说亚哈斯，是告诉大卫家。
And also here it mentions not only Ahaz, but the family of the family of David.
告诉大卫家什么呢?
Or the house of David.
他说亚兰跟以法莲已经同盟。
It says that Aram has allied itself with Ephraim.
他们要来攻打犹大。
They are here to attack Judah.
当时亚哈斯和百姓都给这个消息震动了。
So the hearts of Ahaz and his people were shaken.
因为一个亚兰他们打不过。
Because they could not even fight one Aram.
另外一个以色列他们也打不过。
And also they could not fight and win over Israel.
跟他再打。
Now these two combined together and fight against them.
怎么应付呢?
How could they deal with
them? 他们没有办法。
They would not have a way.
但有人来告诉大卫家。
But someone came to tell the house of David.
包括亚哈斯在内。
Including Ahaz.
告诉他们什么呢?
And what did he tell them?
告诉他们说,
and he told them,
这两个国家联合起来要攻打了,
these two have joined forces to attack you. And as a result,
把耶路撒冷围困了,
and they were surrounding Jerusalem.
差不多是两年的时间,
for about 2 years, they couldn't overpower it.
那么他们为什么来, 联盟来攻打呢?
Why did they form an ally to attack?
那弟兄姊妹你来留意第六节。
My sister, take note of verse 6.
先看第五节。
Let's first look at verse 5.
他说因为亚兰和以法莲并利玛利的儿子如此设恶谋害你说我们可以上去攻击犹大扰乱他攻破他在其中利他比勒的儿子为王。
Because verse 5, Aram, Ephraim, and Remaliah's son have plotted your ruin, saying, let us invade Judah, let us tear it apart, and divide among ourselves, and make the son of Tabeel king over it.
在这里你就听到了,就看到了,为什么有人来告诉大卫家?
Here you can see why there's someone coming to tell the house of David.
而不是单单告诉亚哈斯王,
but it's not just to King Ahaz.
原来他们这两个国家,他们联盟的目的, 是要把大卫家从犹大挪走。
It's because the reason that these two countries are joining forces is to take or get rid of the house of David from Judah.
然后用那个叫做他比勒的儿子来代替大卫家在犹大作王。
And then use the son of Tabeel to take the place of the house of David.
那谁是他比勒呢?
And who's this Tabeel?
圣经没有再交代。
The Bible did not say anymore.
但是我们肯定一件事。
But we can be sure one thing.
一个不是犹大家的人。
He is someone who does not belong to the house of Judah.
那因此弟兄姊妹你看到这次他们来围攻耶路撒冷的时候是存着一个目的的。
So the branches, as you can see, this time they came to attack Judah. That is a purpose.
要废去大卫家。
Is to get rid of the house of
David. 现在我们就看到一个问题。Now
we can see an issue here.
亚兰人头一次攻打犹大，神没有说话。
The Arabs, when they came to attack Judah, The first time God did not say anything.
以色列第二次攻打犹大，神也没有说话。
And Israel the second time they came to attack Judah, God did not
speak. 现在第三次他们合起来去攻打犹大。
Now the third time they came together to attack Judah.
神说话了。
Then God spoke.
为什么神说话呢？
Or why does God speak?
你看到了。
And you can see.
因为他们有一个计谋在那里，要把大卫家从犹大挪走。
Because they have a plot here, they wish to get rid of the house of David from Judah.
如果我们看到这件事情的时候，
and if we see this matter,
你就知道这个事情很严肃了。
Then you can tell this is a very solemn matter.
严肃的是在什么地方？
Why is it so solemn?
和神那个计划来做对头了。
Because this is against God's plan.
神的定义是，
God's will is,
他要在地上建立国度，以色列为百姓。
He wished to establish his kingdom on earth and use Israel as his people.
以犹大家的犹大支派的大卫家来做王。
And also the household of David in the tribe of Judah to be king.
这一个不单是在当时的历史是如此，神做安排。
This arrangement is not only for that time in history.
一直到将来国度显出来的时候，仍然是这个安排。
Until in the future, when the kingdom is manifested, it's still the same arrangement.
我们读耶利米书的时候，弟兄姊妹应该还有印象。
And when we read the book of Jeremiah, brothers and sisters may still
have this impression. 神在那里很清楚地说。
God said that very clearly.
如果有人能废弃那个白日黑夜的约。
If someone can get rid of the covenant of the day and the night.
就犹大大卫家在犹大做王的约啊，他跟大卫立约的那个事，就是大卫家做犹大王的这个约啊，就可以废弃。
Then they can nullify the covenant that he established with the household of David. They will be kings in the tribe of Judah.
那弟兄姊妹，你看到这一点的时候，你就很清楚的留意到了。
And brothers, this is when you see this point, then you can see very clearly.
这两个王的这个计谋，具体的来说，是在对付神。
So this plot of the kings, in other words, is against God.
是阻挡神的计划在地上的执行。
Is to prevent God's plan from executing on earth.
和以色列人出埃及的时候，亚玛利人去阻挡以色列人那一个事情，也动神的咒诅。同一个原则。
And it's the same under the same principle when the Amalekites was against the Israelites when they were trying to leave Egypt.
所以神就在这一次说话了。
So this time God spoke.
那他就让以赛亚去对亚哈斯说。
And he let Isaiah speak to Ahaz.
他说你不要怕。
He said that do not be afraid.
你安静下来。
Be quiet.
你要小心。
You need to be careful.
不要乱动。
Do not act.
以赛亚跟他说这个话是什么意思呢？
And what are these words of Isaiah mean?
从历代志那里边，从那个历史书上边，我们了解到。
From the history books that we can understand.
亚哈斯为着要挽回当时的情形。
Ahaz, in order to turn around the situation,
他就差派使臣到亚述那一边。
He sent the people to Assyria,
送了好多的金银到那边。
And he gave them many treasures, gold and silver.
就邀请亚述来救他。
And he asked Assyria to save him.
以赛亚当时就是对着这个事情来对他说，你要当心，你要当心。
So Isaiah was speaking.To him about these things, and he told him to be quiet.
不要因着你眼见的这样的危险，你就在那里动脑筋。
That not because of what the dangers that you can see with your eyes that you would try to come up with some schemes.
你不要看他们那个那种火头是那么厉害猖狂。
Do not consider how dangerous these smoldering stuffs are.
你不必因着那个事情害怕。
do not be afraid because of these things, that I would deal with them.
但亚哈斯听了没有?
But did Ahaz listen?
没有。
He did not.
他就是到亚述送了好多金银在那边，请亚述来帮他忙。
And he sent much treasures to Assyria to ask Assyria to help him.
历代志就说得很清楚。
In the book of Chronicles, it was very clear.
说出那个结果。
And it told us the consequences.
列王记就说得比较清楚的那个过程。
In the books of Kings, it tells us the about the process very clearly.
亚述王是来了。
The king of Assyria came.
这一次不单是来救犹大。
Not only did he come to save Judah,
并且在这一次他就把亚兰也灭掉了。
And at the same time, he destroyed Aram.
把那个亚兰王也杀了。
And he killed the king of Aram.
把那个以色列也压制下来了。
Then he also subdued Israel.
但是问题并不是这样就停止。
But the problem did not stop there.
以赛亚告诉他说，
Isaiah told him,
你要谨慎。
That be careful, keep calm.
你不必怕他。
Do not be afraid.
这两个火头。
That's two smoking stuff. That God would deal with them personally.
因为他们这次出来是对付神。
Because they are here to go against God.
他不听。
But he would not listen.
他找到亚述来。
That he seek after a superior.
对他的盼望来说，他成功了。
That for himself, he succeeded.
但是当你读历代志的时候，你就读到一个事实出来。
But when you read the books of Chronicles, you would read about the
fact. 亚述人灭了这两个打败了这两个国家以后，
After the Assyrians defeated these two countries,
并没有善待犹大，
They did not treat Judah very nicely.
也把犹大压制了，
They also oppressed Judah.
把亚哈斯也掳到大马士去，
They also took Ahaz into exile.
弟兄姊妹们，以赛亚当时说的话就是对着这件事。
So, brothers and sisters, that these words are spoken by Isaiah. It's about these things, and he said that do not pay attention to these two smoldering stuff. That they will come to an end.
他说65年之内,
within 65 years,
以法莲就完了,
Ephraim will come to an end.
这个事情我不详细说了,
and I would not go into details.
反正你看到。
But you can
这个事情以后到二十几年，当时亚兰就灭亡了。
And at that time, Aram came to an end.
再过二十几年，以色列也给灭了。
And after some 20 years, Israel was destroyed.
然后以色列地就给亚述人从巴比伦那边就迁了许多的人来，然后就把以色列的人迁走。
And then for the land of Israel, the Assyrians brought in many Babylonians, and also they took the people from Israel and moved them away.
后来因着特殊的原因，弟兄姊妹回去了，只是因为他们也动了神的怒气，结果呢发生一些事情，他们又把一些人带回来。
And later on, because they incited God's wrath, that God made them bring other people back.
那这些事情都发生在这个65年之内，他说以法莲就不再成国了。
And all these happened within,
必然破坏了。
Within the 65 years, and Ephraim would be shattered.
剩下的那个撒玛利亚，弟兄姊妹，当你读四福音的时候，你就读到一个事实出来。
And then for Samaria that's left, when you read the four Gospels, you can read about it. 犹大人就不承
认北边的以色列人，不承认撒玛利亚人是以色列的后代。
The Judah would not acknowledge the people of Samaria as descendants.
这是后来的事情。
Of Judah, and these are something that happened later on.
那亚哈斯不听。
So Ahaz would not listen.
他自己还是这样做。
That he continued his way.
这就引出神主动的来做了一件事。
And it caused God to act actively.
做了一件什么事呢？
And what did he do?
大事。
It's a great matter.
我今天晚上先点一下。
And I would just point it out this evening.
下礼拜我们再详细说的那部分。
And next week we'll go into detail.
点出了什么呢？
And what would I want to point out?
点出主要道成肉身的头一个启示。
It point to the first sign that our Lord will be word become flesh.
严格说起来，不是头一个启示。
To put it straightly, it's not the first sign.
但是在具体的实行来说，那是头一个启示。
But in terms of the concrete manifestation, it's the
first sign. 头一个启示应该是在创世纪第三章。
The first sign should be in the third book of Genesis.
第二个启示。第二次的启示是在《生命记》十八章。
And the second sign is in Leviticus chapter 8.
但从具体的执行来说呢
？But in terms of concrete execution.
以赛亚，按次序是第三次，但是具体来说是头一次。
According to order, this is the third time, but for the prophecy, it's the first one. And what did he say?
神的儿子道成肉身。
That son, the son of God, was become flesh. That would be a virgin giving birth to a child.
给他起名叫做以马内利。
And we'll call him Emmanuel.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
神是指出百姓要接受管教，但是管教是有尽头。
God points out that his people will receive punishment, but the punishment has an end.
那个尽头的接收是接收到神的儿子来做他们的主。
The end comes to the end when the Son of God becomes the head.
比较详细的，我们下礼拜再说。
And the details we'll leave it for next week.
我想今天晚上我们就停在这。
And we'll end here this evening.